Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. I am America's voice. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Friday, January the 22nd, 2021. Thank you for being here. I appreciate your support. Here are three big things you need to know on this Friday. Number three, someone in Maryland still coming to grips with winning the Powerball jackpot, $730 million. Another dozen people cashing in on million-dollar tickets. But the big prize, almost $1 billion, as we talked about. Number two, in the U.S. Senate, barely majority leader Chuck Schumer is struggling to get a handle on how to lead. It seems Mitch isn't playing nice, and unless unlucky Chuck gets it together there, Mr. Schumer, well, the filibuster could be a big problem. And number one, the most popular president ever, Joe Biden, is getting crushed on social media. The thumbs down on his YouTube videos running 4-1, and the people responding to his tweets is tiny. How could that be? I thought 81 million people voted for this guy. They love him. Anyway, more embarrassing and frankly stupid questions from the former journalist who comprised the Washington press pool. Maybe it should be called the cesspool. I mean, there used to be reporters there. People with curiosity, people that wanted to know real questions, not, are we going to change the colors on Air Force One? Yeah. There's a problem. I've got some breaking news here for you. This didn't take long either. This comes from the Jerusalem Post in Israel. President Biden, considering reversing President Trump's drawdown in Iraq by adding thousands of troops to combat growing terror threats, so says the headline in the jpost.com. There was a bombing there about four clicks from the U.S. Embassy. They're already talking about increasing troop strength and sending more soldiers back to Iraq. So President Trump, who entered no new wars in 4 years, helped with troop drawdowns all over the world, kept North Korea at arm's length, and nothing bad happened there. Nothing bad happened with Iran. The mother of all bombs was about the biggest thing that happened during his presidency. That was in Syria, but that was something started by Barack Obama. Remember the red line in the sand that was crossed and he did nothing about it because his foreign policy was impotent? Remember that, of course. So now we could see an increase in troop strength in Iraq almost immediately. More war. Congratulations. By the way, trust in media at an all-time low. Not me, per se, but legacy media. Only 27% of people trust social media at all, which is weird because they think they are the kings of the hill and they can silence everybody. 27% trust social media. This is from a story written in Axios. 56% of Americans agree with the following statement. Journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things they know are false or are gross exaggerations. Yeah, the trust in media is at an all-time low. Only 18% of people that identify as Republicans trust the media at all. I think that number might be a bit exaggerated. It might be a bit high. Speaking of social media, why don't they trust social media? Well, here's a story that just crossed my desk today. It'll show you how repugnant Twitter really is. Twitter refused to take down widely shared pornographic images and videos of teenage sex trafficking victim because an investigation, quote, didn't find a violation of the company's policies. That according to a scathing lawsuit that has been filed against Jack. The federal lawsuit filed Wednesday by the victim and his mother in the Northern District of California alleges Twitter made money off the clips, which showed a 13-year-old. Engaged in sex acts and a form of child sexual abuse material, child porn, and more, the suit states. The teen, who is now 17 and lives in Florida, is identified only as John Doe, was between 13 and 14 years old when sex traffickers posing as a 16-year-old female classmate started chatting with him on Snapchat. Then they exchanged nude photos before the conversation turned to blackmail. And Twitter kept it up the whole time. Now they're being sued. Donald Trump's tweets are dangerous. The child pornography on Twitter, well, that's going to be overlooked. child pornography, sex trafficking. One of the more horrendous crimes on our planet today. And Twitter complicit by allowing it to, didn't violate the rules. We're all good to go. Didn't violate the rules here. We're all good to go. Move along. Nothing to see here. Right. Turning to the idea of the vaccines, we were talking about this. I want to bring this to your attention because this is something that I had not considered before, but you should consider now. Unions are wading into the debate over requiring COVID-19 vaccines at all. Unions wading into the debate because if you require your employees to have the vaccine before they come to work at places like, say, the big three, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, or any other big unionized organizations, you can't do that. If it's a union shop, you can't do that. Anybody who's ever been in a union shop or been management that works with union shops knows full well, in order to make a change in the terms of your employment and requiring somebody to take a vaccine is a clear change in the terms of your employment, that has to be negotiated. So unions have fought hard to get their workers near the top of the line for the vaccinations. And now they're finding that many of these union members are saying, I don't want the vaccine, I'm not going to take the vaccine, and you can't force me to get the vaccine. So unions that have pushed for their members to be at the front of the line are now saying, we've got to defend those that say they don't want it because they can't be fired, not under the union contract. The standoffs carry political implications as well. Because during the 2020 campaign, like most campaigns, unions, for the most part, supported the Democrat, in this case, President Joe Biden, who says he's going to get 100 million doses in 100 days. Good luck with that. Kim Cordova is the vice president of the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union. And she pointed out the same as I just did. If the employer wants to make that mandatory, they would have to negotiate that with us. They could not change a condition of employment. They could not make that mandatory in the middle of a contract unless the state or the government required it. What about a flight attendants union? Bus drivers unions. Not going to get the shot. I'm not getting vaccinated. You're a bus driver. You have to. No. No, I don't. Big fights brewing. By the way, the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, that's 1.5 million grocery, food processing, and healthcare workers. Frontline, essential workers saying, nope, you can't do that. And you can't make us, unless you want to pay us a lot more money. Welcome to the Biden administration. This is Joe Biden's America. How do you like it so far? 14 after on a Friday. We'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, They're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.